Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and welcome to the Mannequin Podcast, your daily briefing from the heart of Europe. It's Monday, March 9th, 2026. Quite a Monday to start the week.
And I'm Lean. Let's start with what you need to know. Air quality alert. IRCEL Céline has activated the particulate matter information phase. PM10 levels are above 50 micrograms per cubic meter. If you have respiratory conditions, limit your time outdoors.
And if you're taking the train today or tomorrow, brace yourself. There's a rail strike through Tuesday. Only 7 out of 10 IC trains are running. The good news? STIB and the Metro are completely unaffected.
Big story from the weekend. 195 Belgians were repatriated from the Middle East. Emotional scenes at Brussels airport as the first flight landed Saturday. Meanwhile, the film On Vous Croit swept 8 prizes at the René du Cinéma Awards.
In politics, the Dillias government greenlit its budget and Boris Dillias convened a regional security council to evaluate the terror threat level. Meanwhile, MR is stripping DeFi of its cadres, everyone switching sides.
Transport news. A sinkhole opened on Venizelos-Lan in Anderlecht, and pilots had to abort a takeoff at 235 kilometers per hour after ending up on a taxiway.
In sport, Union Saint-Gilloise beat Genk and retook a 4-point lead. Anderlecht drew 2-2 with Club Brugge, and Schaerbeek's Mohamed Ouabi has been named the new Morocco national team coach.
In culture, a Brussels couple may own a unique Michelangelo painting. Experts are investigating, and the Maison des Arts in Schaerbeek is celebrating 200 years.
One more. Someone was arrested after a fight at Mannequin Piss, at my fountain. Come on, people. That's your Monday briefing. Stay safe, avoid those particles, and we'll see you tomorrow. I'm Xavier.
And I'm Lean. Have a great week, Brussels.